This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today across the cattle markets?
Well, most of our session, Leslie, was spent negative in the cattle and the lean hogs today. But in the latter part of the session, buying returned to the cattle. It pulled us off the lows of the session, but we still closed mostly lower, with only October fats finding a positive close today. Choice box beef was 43 cents lower. Selects were up $1.02 on a movement of 64 loads. We also are still waiting for cash trade to take place in our feed yards. We also saw our hog market take a huge hit today, some of the largest downside we have seen in the last 5 to 8 weeks for the hogs. On the close, October cattle, 60 cents higher. December live cattle, 35 lower. October feeders down 50. November feeders down $1. And December lean hogs down $2.85.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell from the Oklahoma School Land Commission. If you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping, each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing as well as outdoor recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 33 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease this year. On Tuesday, October 27th at 10 a.m., we'll be in Burns Flat at the Western Technology Center, where 76 tracts in Caddo, Ouachita, Kiowa, Beckham, Roger Mills, and Custer County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website, clo.ok.gov, and follow the prompts for 2015 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Tom, what's happening in the grains?
Well, Leslie, overall, it was a non-eventful day. Even with the expiration today of November options, we did not really see the markets get really crazy. We didn't really have a lot of news that amounted to anything, especially anything earth-shattering. We saw the markets trade pretty orderly, but spent the majority of the session negative. But some late buying allowed a mixed close to take place in our wheat and our corn. But our soybeans held negative. On the close today, December KC wheat was unchanged. March KC up a quarter of a penny. December Chicago wheat down a quarter of a penny. December corn was up a penny and a half. March corn up 0.75 cents. November soybeans 3.25 cents lower. January beans down a nickel. And December cotton was 24 points higher today.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.